we fill it?
So you'll spill it.
What will it be tonight?
Red
or white?
As in a blend of burgundy.
Drink wine.
Spill tea.
Hey everyone, I'm Jamie.
And I'm CJ, and this is
Drink wine, spill tea. The podcast where we talk about anything and everything but with a sense of humor.
So pour yourself a glass of wine.
Put in your AirPods.
And let's spill some tea. These glasses always make the best sound.
Yeah, and this is so much better than
Oh my god, it was horrible.
I'm so sorry.
I tried to drink more of it one night when I was feeling desperate.
You texted me.
And it was so bad, I couldn't even get through it. I poured it down the sink.
I don't.
A horrible option.
I'm so embarrassed.
It's okay.
No. I'm embarrassed.
You will have been good.
Yeah.
And as long as you're embarrassed.
Yeah, like that's the most embarrassing thing I could have done for this podcast.
Correct.
I embarrassed the podcast.
You did. And that's okay. But the bottle was cute.
The bottle's so cute. It had little butts.
Little butts.
That's why I got it.
It's like my picture up there.
I know. And the bottle didn't say anything about being
it
super
being bad.
About it being bad or sweet. Because I picked up another one that had a cute like thing, and it was like a sweet one. And I was like, never.
No.
And then I picked up that one, and I was like, perfect.
Well, I feel like it's not like, because how much was it?
Like $9.99.
I feel like sometimes those bottles are like, either like, oh, this is really good and it's a good price, or it's like, I understand why it's $9.99. And I feel like that one wasn't necessarily supposed to be sweet. It was just cheap.
And like, I kind of like live my life that's like, you know, you gotta risk it to get the biscuit, and I risked it, but I
no biscuit.
No biscuit.
No biscuit was given. Jamie was not given a biscuit that day.
Yeah.
All right, great. Well, I'm so sorry, but this wine is a lot better. I don't really know what it is, but...
Oh, is this one that you got?
My favorite wine shop down the street, the woman there always recommends new bottles of wine to me.
That's fun.
Yeah, I love her. She's great. She knows Tater. She loves him.
I love that. I feel like we're going to get pretty sick of the wine that I bring because I just take the free wine from my restaurant.
I mean, it should be good, though.
Oh, it's delicious wine.
Yeah.
I hope we never get sick of it. It's, like, good.
Shall we get into it?
Yeah.
Shall we go for it?
Yes, we shall. We've gathered you here today to discuss the Emmys.
Yes. Okay, so the Emmys are a fun one because we both really like TV. And I will say that a lot of the shows this season I didn't watch, which I was really surprised by.
Me too. I was so excited because I was like, okay.
Oh, I probably watched
CJ
all of these.
CJ and I love TV. We've probably seen these all. We're going to have so much to talk about. And honestly, Ted Lasso and The Crown won everything,
and I haven't seen either. You know what? I started to watch The Crown when I was quarantining, when I had COVID, and it was really hard to get through the first part of it.
Oh, I'd probably like it then.
Yeah, you'd probably like it. But I've heard that, like, the first two seasons are a little bit slow, and because it's, like, the time period is just, like, a little bit harder to follow, but once it gets into, like, 3 and 4, it's more, like, up to date with, like, Princess Diana and stuff like that.
Yes.
And they switch casts every 2 seasons, which is cool.
That's what I heard, too. Ted Lasso, I'd never even heard of, but I am a big fan of Jason Sudeikis.
I love him.
Me too.
I love him.
And
he's hot. In that velvet suit, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Looked so funny. You want to know who else was so strikingly cute?
Yeah.
Seth Rogen came out and was a damn daddy. He looked so fly.
He did, but
what? And he's so funny, and I love his voice.
He is, but wasn't his opening little monologue kind of uncomfortable? Like, I feel like he didn't tell them that that's what he was gonna do, and he came out and low-key was just, like, cringy all over the place.
I kind of loved it, though.
Oh, me too, but I was like, oh no, I don't think they knew this was gonna happen.
I literally was like, stick it to the man. Like, he literally doesn't care.
He did this little, like, opening monologue where he was like, How are we all inside right now? This is supposed to be like an outdoor event. There's a roof. Like,
I think it was something that he was legit kind of confused. So he like brought it up, which like I love that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being like, this is not what we were told, but then like kind of turning it into a joke. So
right.
It's like,
and then later they were like, just so you know, the Emmys were tested and safe and everyone's vaccinated.
I loved it. I was here for it, and I loved it. So that's how the show started.
Yes, and But yeah, so I think in my head I was like, oh, I've watched so much TV lately that, like, all of them are nominated. But then I remembered, like, well, Sex and the City isn't nominated anymore.
The only
Grey's Anatomy isn't nominated.
The only one that I saw that I knew was The Queen's Gambit. That
I didn't even watch that, and I have no interest in watching it. I'm never going to watch it. And also, The Handmaid's Tale.
I saw the first season. We watched the first season together, the summer.
I know. We should really... Oh, my God. I have to tell you something hilarious.
Tell me now.
So, that dinner, Max's dinner that you were going to go to, I wish you would have come because his friend worked at the year after us. Isn't that the funniest thing? We were talking about, like, relationships and stuff, and she was like, yeah, like, a lot of people are always, like, so confused about my ex-boyfriend because, like, he's just, like, not really, like, they're confused, like, why I was dating him. Like, he isn't really that cute, but he's really funny, so I'm, like, very interested in him, like, blah, blah, blah. She's like, but, like, of course, like, you meet on, like, contracts, and it's, like, summer romance, all that stuff. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, of course. Like, summer, like, contract romances are inevitable, and, like, you feel like they're, like, the end of your life if you are ever going to lose them. But, like, really, it's, like, you probably don't have anything in common. Yeah. She was like, oh, my God, absolutely. She was like, well, and it's even more so, like, she's like, so when I met my ex-boyfriend, it was a couple years ago, and we were in this, like, really small, beautiful town in Colorado called, and I went, I'm so sorry. What? And she was like, wait, and Max went, I forgot. He was like, I can't believe I didn't remember that. And I was like, shut up. And I was like, I worked there the year before. She was like, oh my God, you know my ex-boyfriend then. I was like, who? She said,
I'm having a heart attack. Oh my god. Wait, okay, hold on.
I know.
I had to take a deep breath.
Yeah, it was so funny, and she said, oh, and she lost her shit. She was like, that was the funniest reaction I've ever seen in my entire life. She was like on the floor. She was like, I am so thankful that that reaction just happened. And I was like, but I was laughing. I did say, though, I was like, he drove me to the hospital the first night. But isn't that so funny?
I wish I had been there. Damn it.
I know. Yeah. I literally was like, I wish that Jamie were here because this would have been hilarious.
Invite Max and her come to Matt's bar tonight.
Max doesn't want to come. He's too tired. I know. What a bitch. Yeah, text him right now.
Okay. I'll grab my phone in a bit. So what time are we meeting you? I heard you were coming.
But anyway, so that happened, and I thought it was hilarious.
Oh my God.
I don't know how we got on that topic. Handmaid's Tale. I really actually need to go back and, like, rewatch Handmaid's Tale because I was almost caught up, and I haven't watched the most recent season, but I, like, don't really remember the third season. So I really want to go back and watch it. I really want to watch Ted Lasso. If anything, this Emmys made me realize how many shows I want to watch. And I was like, oh, fuck. But also, it made me laugh because, like, you know how, like, the looks for, like, the Met Gala and, like, the Grammys and the Oscars are all, like, so iconic. And then it's, like, at the Emmys, you're, like, they're just wearing, like, a gown.
Someone made the joke that was, like, and now we're just in a room with just, like, how rich people would dress instead of, like, the Met Gala. That's crazy.
Right, oh, yeah.
Who made that joke?
I don't remember, but it was like that.
But I laughed. Was that Amy Poehler?
Maybe. Oh, I fucking love her. We'll get to, so I have a few things that I want to say about the Emmys overall, but let's talk about the individual categories.
Oh, okay, great.
So we'll just go through them and just say who won. We can talk about it. I'm not going to lie. I forget who won Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series.
It was the woman from Ted Lasso. She was
And she said the West End musical theater performers need to be in more film and television.
Because we won't disappoint you, which I loved. She seemed so genuinely shocked and excited to win. She was really cute. I was so happy for her, even though I'd never seen Ted Lasso. I'll let you know if she deserved it. I haven't seen it.
I didn't realize that Ted Lasso was a comedy series, but I guess obviously.
Yeah, same.
Supporting actor in a comedy series was Brett Goldstein, also for Ted Lasso. So it started out just like, I immediately off the bat was like, well, Ted Lasso is going to win fucking everything.
Yep.
And lo and behold.
They did not disappoint.
Supporting actress in a limited series, anthology or movie, which did you notice that they added movie for it literally just because of Hamilton?
Yeah.
That's never the case. Also, we were laughing yesterday because, like, are we, like, collectively, like, just, like, over Hamilton? Like, I rolled my eyes every time that they were nominated for something.
I did, too. Also, a lot of people have been, I mean, this is neither here nor there. I think Hamilton is, like, a great show because it, like, broke a lot of boundaries.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Doesn't pass the Bechdel test.
Of course. Well, nothing does.
And a lot of people are, like, bringing that up and, like, bringing up, like, problematic things about Hamilton. And I don't think that Hamilton is problematic.
No.
But I do think that people are... It's like with the whole La La Land thing. As soon as somebody... As soon as one person says that they love something, a thousand people have to, like, come together to bash it.
Right, of course.
So, I just think that everyone's a little over Hamilton. Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, I think Hamilton's brilliant. I just think that at some point we just need to, like, let it be brilliant and stop, like...
And move on to the next show.
Yeah, and stop acknowledging it for so many things. Like, it didn't need to be nominated for Emmys. But anyway, so for this one, the limited series, it was Julianne Nicholson, Mayor of Easttown, which, did you watch that?
No, did you?
Yes, and it's
Is
brilliant.
Is it good?
I forgot that I watched that one. Yeah, it's so good. Man, so I was excited for that
watch
one.
It.
She's
watch
amazing
it.
In it. She was amazing. Supporting actor in a limited series, anthology, or movie, Evan Peters, Mayor of Easttown. It's about time Evan Peters won a fucking Emmy.
Is he in American Horror Story?
Yes.
So he was also in an episode of The Office where he played Steve Carell's nephew.
He's in a lot of random things.
Yeah.
He was also in the famous movie Sleepover, starring Sarah Paxton and Alexa Vega from Spy Kids.
Oh, I love them.
Me too.
Oh, my God. I loved Spy Kids.
Oh, I'm
Spy
absolutely.
Kids 2?
Spy Kids 2, Island of Lost Dreams, Gary.
Yes!
Gary and Gertie, my childhood idols. I fully used to pretend to laugh like Gary because I wanted to be him. And Gertie with the little pigtails that spin. She was too badass for her own good for being a little girl. Emily Osment, are you kidding?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, man.
And the president's daughter, she was like...
Yes.
Do you know that that's...
Yes, Gossip Girl.
Yes. Okay, just making sure you know.
I know. Cindy Lou Who.
Taylor Momsen is her name. Anyway, yeah, so Evan Peters was not in Spy Kids, famously, but he was in Sleepover, which Alexa Vega was in. Anyway... outstanding writing in a drama series, Peter Morgan for The Crown, and that was the first win for The Crown. They won, like, everything in, like, other awards, though.
They won everything for drama, and then Ted Lasso, like, won everything for comedy.
Yeah, The Crown, literally, that's, like, the first one that...
I gotta watch it!
I know, me too. I low-key was like, should I start with, like, one of the middle seasons?
No, we should watch it together.
Okay, fine, we can watch it together.
We should literally... open a bottle of wine, I'll cook, like, a banging dinner, and we should eat and drink and watch The Crown.
We should. Okay, fine. We can do that.
That sounds like a ball.
We can do that. Also, UK, this week.
There's so many things happening.
Do you want to come watch it?
Where?
Matt's.
What day?
Thursday.
I work this Thursday, but every other Thursday I don't.
Okay, cool. So come next week.
Thank you.
Okay. all right. Directing for a drama series, Jessica Hobbs, The Crown. First of all, badass that it was a woman.
Yes.
Love that. I love when the women win.
I live. It's the reason why I'm alive for when the women win.
Yeah. When men win awards, I genuinely don't care. Unless it's a man that I already like. Like Jason Sudeikis.
Yes.
When he won, I was thrilled. Evan Peters, thrilled.
And
most other men, I don't care.
You've seen the Mumford & Sons that I will wait, I will...
Yeah.
With him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that Mumford & Sons, because that was just a parody video, but they made that the legit music video for that song.
Oh my God, I forgot about Mumford & Sons.
Yeah. I love Mumford & Sons.
Supporting actress in a drama series, Gillian Anderson, The Crown. This is when we start to get into the acting awards where The Crown is literally, like, sweeping everything.
Yes, everything. And let me ask you this. Is it because there wasn't that much content to be made? But I think
Max said that it's, like, a brilliant show.
Fine, we'll watch
that it's shot beautifully and that it's such, like, a cool concept. And, I mean, like, everyone loves that side of history, like... English history is so interesting to literally everyone.
Because it's so fucked up. I can't wait for them to get into the, like, Meghan Markle and, like...
I know, and well, that's what I'm, like... That's why I really wanted to watch it, because I watched the Meghan Markle interview, the Oprah one.
Yes, we both
And so
did.
I was, like, right. And so I was, like, oh, I really want to watch The Crown. And I just, like, I couldn't get through the first
part. We'll
do
it.
I know.
We got this.
supporting actor in a drama series, Tobias Menzies, I think, The Crown. So I was watching this with Max, and he was kind of surprised that he won, actually. I mean, he wasn't surprised that somebody from The Crown won, but I mean, like, half the nominees were
people it just, from The Crown. And I don't know if we're going to talk about this later, but this is at the point in the show where I was starting to realize that the nominees were stacked with a lot of people of color, and then, like, the one white person in the category was winning.
Yes. Or it was, like, the category was, like, say there's six people, three of them were from The Crown, two of them were from The Handmaid's Tale, and the sixth one was black. You know what I mean? Like, that's, like, typically what it was, and then somebody from the majority won.
Yeah.
Like, you knew once you saw three nominations from, or three nominees from The Crown, you were like, okay, well, The Crown's gonna win. You know?
Really? Because in my mind, I was like, oh, they're nominating so many people from The Crown, so that way somebody else can win. They're like...
Yeah, but it always happened that somebody from The Crown won.
I know, and that's why I was shook. Anyways, but
well,
again,
you're right, because, like, when the Tonys happen, which are next week, oh my god.
What shows are there to be nominated?
Literally, like, Wicked.
I'm asking. For real, though, I'm asking, like, what?
How to do that. It's like Jagged Little Pill, Moulin Rouge. Is it good?
It's all right.
Cotaron.
It's just been open for a couple days, you know? But it's fine. It's good. Free.
But, like, when it's the Tonys, it's like three people in Jagged Little Pill are nominated. Usually the person that isn't in Jagged Little Pill wins.
Yeah.
But, like, with the Emmys, I feel like it's different because, like, I don't know. It's just the reason is because they're, like, it's doing that well. You know what I also found interesting? With director and writing, it's per episode.
I knew that.
I didn't know that.
You want to know when I found that out? Did you ever watch Fargo?
We watched the first couple of episodes together. And it was very interesting. I just never kept watching.
That's okay. I know that's, like, not, like, might not be your thing. But there's one episode of Fargo, and I remember watching it, and I can't remember who told me, but they were like, this episode specifically, this actor won for this episode, the director won for this episode, the writing won for this episode. Like, this episode is the one. Billy Bob Thornton won for this episode. Is the one that, like,
that happened.
Yeah.
Writing for a variety series, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. They won a few.
They won, I think, the two, like, variety slash late night ones. Which I was happy about because I love John Oliver.
Yeah.
Because he's just, like, a weird-looking British Jew guy who's just saying things that I think people don't want to hear but are true.
Right.
And, like, making fun of, like, you know,
right,
the people who we hate.
And they won Variety Talk Series, too.
Yeah.
Back to back.
Yeah. And which I'm really happy for them.
Variety Sketch Series was obviously SNL. Like,
obviously.
And the thing that sucks, though, is that I think the only other thing nominated was the one that's all black women.
From SNL?
No. It's, like, the other, it was, like, a sketch comedy series.
Yes.
Yeah. I forget what it's called.
I saw that they didn't, like, win.
And, I mean, like, I'm not surprised just because it's literally SNL. Like, how is SNL not going to win?
I know. It's, like, all they
but
do.
But at the same time, it's, like, well, that sucks that the only other nominee was a show about black women and it didn't win.
Yeah.
Writer in a comedy series, Hacks. That was a woman, which was incredible.
Yes.
And also, Hacks is really fucking good.
A lot of people have been telling me to watch Hacks. I know I need to
It's really
it.
Good. Directing for a comedy series, Lucia Aniello, Hacks. She was also the writer, which is really cool. Actress in a comedy series, Jean Smart, Hacks. Absolutely.
Obviously, she's a queen. Why we were all not? Happy.
Yeah. And she was also in Mare of Easttown. I'm like, what the fuck?
Jean Smart is also in the second season of Fargo, and if I may, her performance, I think she also won an Emmy for that because
really?
She is it. In that she, holy hell, if you ever want just, like, a class in acting, but you don't want to pay for it, watch her in the second
watch
season
Watch second
of
season
like,
of
Hacks. She, oh, fuck.
Actor in a comedy series, Daddy, Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah,
who looked
obviously.
Just absolutely scrumdiddlyumptious. Coming off of a divorce, looking amazing.
He got divorced from Olivia, what's her face?
Olivia Wilde, yeah, she's dating Harry Styles now.
What?
I know, kind of sucks, but, like, Jason Sudeikis.
Wait. I'm so sad that they got divorced, but also, what?
I know.
What's the age difference there?
Probably pretty decent. Probably 20-something years.
And he's younger. Years.
Yes, he is younger, obviously.
That's cool.
Competition program, RuPaul's Drag Race.
The first person of color to win.
Isn't that amazing? And it's a queer show.
I wrote down, I was like, it has been 1 hour and 22 minutes of the show, and we now have our first person of color winning.
So annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a couple late. And then a few more win, but that's like it.
Yeah.
We'll get into that. But that was like one of my biggest complaints.
It's disappointing.
It's very disappointing. But I was very excited for them. And I love that it's always Simone and Gottmik.
Yes.
I think that's hilarious. Like, absolutely.
The favorite children.
Yeah. Why would you ever bring Candy Muse on stage? Like, literally, she's like top two. No, we're bringing back Gottmik.
Or maybe like the winner of this latest season.
I know. To come on, like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's funny, too, because Max was like, well, they're in L.A. And I was like, it doesn't matter.
No.
You know
who
that.
Who just won?
Kylie Sonny Glove.
Yeah. Why wasn't Kylie brought up? Like, yeah. I don't.
Or it's just so funny to me, but they looked amazing. And I was dying because on the red carpet, they called Gottmik Gottmilk. They were like, I think Gottmilk, I believe. I was like, not Gottmilk. And then Michelle was just there being her little fag hag. So.
Yeah.
And then this was a really cool award. It was the Governor's Award, which is basically like a lifetime achievement award. It was for Debbie Allen.
Who I got a lump in like, my throat when that video played.
Yeah, she's mom. Debbie Allen's, she's all of our mom.
I will never forget too because, okay, I'm going to sound super dorky. When we were like really young, my sister and I, we had this like Broadway's Lost Treasures collection where we used to watch like... where we used to watch Tony performances, and one of the ones on it was Debbie Allen and her doing West Side Story. And I just remember watching her in that for so long and then seeing the clips of her in that, in the thing. I was like, oh my God, I used to like watch this very performance as like a child, like watching her dance and thinking she was so good.
I love her.
Like, yeah.
She's so cool. And like the fact that she's just done so many things in her life, like she has so many hats. And, like, she's on Grey's Anatomy. She's Jackson Avery's mom on Grey's Anatomy.
And then they had him talk about her.
Oh, yeah.
So cute.
It's just, like, a really cool... Yeah, it was a really cool award. And she was just, like... She, like, knew, too. She was like, I've done so much in my life.
And they showed that clip of her accepting, like, one of her awards. And she was like, I am black. I am beautiful. And I am bold. And she was screaming it. And I was like... I love her.
I fucking love Debbie Allen.
She deserves it.
She did. So she was the second person of color that won. Still not for a performance. Outstanding directing, Scott Frank, Queen's Gambit.
Oh.
He was annoying.
That speech is very, have you heard the drama with his speech?
I mean, I was watching it and I thought that it was annoying. But
yeah,
what
well,
was,
first
what
of all, when
about?
They played the music for him, like they did with everyone, he was like, seriously? Really? And I was like...
He was like, yeah, stop the music.
But then he went, it wasn't the stop the music. It was the, he was legit upset when he went, seriously, really? But there's a clip, the girl who's in the show, she's wearing the green dress. I don't remember her name. He was like... Because he was, like, kind of rude in his speech. He did not stop for anyone. And, of course, like, this, like, old white man is, like, not adhere. Like,
yeah, of course.
Is not being gracious at all. And she, you see her on camera turn to someone and go, is this guy for, what's with this fucking guy? And, like, and, like, being like, holy shit. Like, and you see it on camera.
Wow.
Because he's being... so
good,
incredibly rude. I'll like pull it up later.
Yeah, I thought that he was so annoying and it did not make the Queen's Gambit look good. Outstanding writing for a limited series, Michaela Coel for I May Destroy You. She was the third person of color to win. She's amazing. I've heard that show is incredible. She's a black woman. She wrote and starred in the show and her speech was beautiful. I was so happy for her.
I was told that show is incredible.
Yeah, I've heard that it's one of the best ones that was nominated. And I'm pretty sure that was the last person of color to win.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which sucks.
Yeah.
Lead actress in a limited or anthology series. Kate Winslet from Mare of Easttown wasn't surprised.
Yeah.
But also that sucks because there were people of color nominated. Lead actress in a drama series, Olivia Colman, The Crown. She is amazing. Love Olivia Colman.
Love Olivia Colman. And I always love when she gives speeches because, like, you can just tell how genuine she is. She genuinely seemed shocked that she won. She was like, you could tell that she was like, okay. Like, yeah. She was like, I would have put money down that this is for me. Wish my dad could see this. And thank you. And that, like, that was it. She was, yeah.
She's very down to earth.
Yeah.
Lead actor in a drama series, Josh O'Connor, The Crown. Classic. And then this is it, where it gets into, like, the actual, like, productions. Outstanding variety special, pre-recorded, Hamilton. Congrats. We understand. We get it. It was cool. I'm glad that Renee Elise Goldsberry spoke, though, and not somebody, like, annoying. Like, as long as it wasn't Lin-Manuel Miranda. Or even, like, I was like, if we have Leslie Odom Jr. speak, I'm just gonna, no, I didn't want him to speak either.
Oh, really?
I mean, I love him, but, like, I would rather a woman speak.
Yes.
I don't need to hear Leslie Odom Jr. speak again. We already know, you know.
Right.
Outstanding comedy series, obviously Ted Lasso. Drama series, obviously The Crown. This one shocked me. Limited series, The Queen's Gambit. I really thought it was going to be Mare of Easttown.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only because they won for two other awards.
Yeah, I don't really know. I personally didn't, like, love The Queen's Gambit. But I know that I'm the minority. I know that everyone who's watched it is, like, obsessed with it. I just didn't love it. I didn't think the acting was great. I didn't think the writing was great.
I knew for a fact the day that I saw the preview for it, I was never going to watch it. Sorry. Oh, a show about a girl playing chess? Exciting.
Well, and this is also one of the reasons why the director's speech was so not well received, is because he was like, you're going to start the train of, like, beautiful women playing chess or, like, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, like, so uncomfortable because it's, like, there's plenty of beautiful women playing chess. Also, fuck you.
Or nobody's playing chess.
Yeah.
Honestly, there probably aren't a lot of people.
But, like, for real, like, fuck you.
Yeah,
like,
it's so stupid. And also, like, she's a skinny, rich, white girl. A rich, white, blonde girl. Like, we don't care.
We really don't give a shit.
You could have cast anybody in that role.
Yeah.
So those were all the winners. And then I tallied up, like, the most wins. Ted Lasso won 4. The Crown won 7. Hacks won 3. Mare of Easttown 3. And The Queen's Gambit 2.
Wow.
It's pretty crazy. The Crown, I mean, really took a lot. So that's kind of cool. The thing that just, like, bothered me, though, is...
Yeah, let's get into it.
Like, the fact that, like, no people of color won any of the performing awards.
And here's the deal. And I don't want, you asked me this question a while ago. And I think it was a really good question. You asked, should we vote, like, do you want Elizabeth, like, should we vote for Elizabeth Warren because she's a woman? Like, is that the sole reason? And my answer was, no, I think the definition of equality is, like, you vote. She gets as much chance as the men, but you vote for her because you believe in the things that she says. And I loved that question because I think it's true.
I didn't know I asked that.
You did. And I, like, women, like, the thing about equality is that everyone is treated equal.
Yeah.
No one should get special treatment. So it's like, I don't want somebody to win just because they're a person of color. But that being said, more people of color should be in shows.
Right.
So that way they can get the more opportunity, because it was mainly a lot of white people being cast.
Yeah.
So it's like, obviously, I don't want the show or, like, the awards to be rigged, because then I think it loses its value. But cast more people of color, so that way they can get the same opportunity.
Cast more people of color, cast more trans people, cast more trans people of
color.
Cast
more women. Like,
cast more women.
It's that's the answer. Like, we're getting mad, but I don't think we're asking the right question for the solution.
Right, yeah, because, like, how many of those people, like, I mean, I guess, like, historically, whatever, in The Crown, I don't know, but, like, it's a TV show. You could have cast plenty of people of color playing.
In Ted Lasso, too.
No, Ted Lasso. I just mean, like, in any of them. Like,
The
Crown,
I understand.
I do, but at the same time, like, there are people of color that lived in that. Like, it's not like they weren't existent.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, so I was just like, and, like, the fact that, like, you know, like, Pose didn't win anything. Like, I remember, like, for, like, the...
Pose was gonna win.
Yeah, well, and the... In the whatever category they were nominated for, it was the only one that was a queer-based show with, like, that was majority people of color. Yeah, so I just was, like, frustrated that I was like, oh, okay, like, see, even making the content just isn't enough. It's like, it isn't recognized.
Yeah.
Like, MJ Rodriguez is incredible.
Yeah.
But... If other people, you know, I mean, like, if their performances were more impactful, I guess. But, like, I doubt it, you know? I doubt it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But either way, it got me excited. I want to watch more of those shows. I definitely feel like I should watch The Crown. I want to keep watching Hacks. I want to go back and watch The Handmaid's Tale.
Ted Lasso?
I don't know if I'm going to watch Ted Lasso, to be completely honest.
I'll watch it for the both of us.
You watch it and then let me know if you think I would like it. Because, you know, me and comedies... And it just doesn't feel like a comedy that I feel like I would enjoy watching.
I know. Because also, I noticed that they all had Southern accents, and I was literally just watching those clips. I was like, shut the fuck up. I was like, you're so stupid.
Oh, God, idiots.
I was like, what's your IQ?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's take a test really quick. Yeah, I agree. So I don't know if I'll watch that. But now I'm excited for, like, I'm trying to think of, like, what's going to be nominated, like, in, like, this next year. Like, I'm excited now.
I know. We should really try to watch
everything. Like, the ones that are nominated.
Yeah, like, we should try to do that for... What's the one for movies? Golden Globes?
And the Oscars.
Yeah, the Oscars. Like,
Golden Globes are for, like, all of it.
We should do that for the Oscars and for the Emmys.
Yeah, we should.
I think it would be fun.
No, yeah, it would. Like, make, like, a little bracket.
Yeah.
And then also... Will Grey's Anatomy ever be nominated again?
Never.
Yeah, probably not, right? I feel like in their last season, they'll get nominated. They have to win, like, an award at some point. Like, to just
they
be, like...
They will never be nominated. And I want you to...
They've been nominated it. So many times.
Again.
Okay. No, I bet for the last season... I bet the last season, Ellen Pompeo wins an Emmy. There's no way she won.
Has she never won?
I don't know if she's... Has won one or not. I know that Chandra Wilson has. Sandra Oh. Sarah Ramirez, I think, has not Kate Winslet. Kate Walsh. Addison is coming back.
She was my favorite on the
show. I loved her. She was such a bitch. I loved her. Yeah, so anyway, that's, like, literally all I have to say about the Emmys. They're pretty cool, though.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I have anything else to say either. That's it.
I just, like, love TV shows.
Me too.
I want Real Housewives of Beverly Hills to be nominated.
No. One of the Real Housewives was in an episode of Community.
What's their name?
It's the one with the short, spiky hair. It's like this.
Oh, it's like, it looks like very outdated. Yeah. Lisa Rinna?
Maybe. Pull up a picture of her.
Oh my God, I love. Know. If it's her, I'm gonna fucking shit my
head. Yeah, Joel McHale tries to sleep with her. Yep.
I love her. She's such a psycho. Great.
Anyways, if you want to email us, you can email us at drinkwinespilledtea@gmail.com, or you can follow us on any of our social medias.
Our Instagram is @drinkwine_spilledtea, and our Twitter is @drinkwinespilledtea with the letter T, not the word.
Also, give us a rate. Give us a review.
Don't forget to subscribe.
And that's it. Cheers.